Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
And now, Hangar 56 Media presents Spike's Car Radio, a downloadable cars and coffee, hosted by writer, comedian, and automotive enthusiast, Spike Ferriston. Now, here's Spike.
Say goodbye. We got to do a show. Welcome, SCR friends. I remember this song came out. You know, it was on PBS. It was a live concert. And I remember coming down to my horrible small kitchen in my family house where it was a tiny kitchen and a giant table. And there was a little black and white TV on the corner. That's all we did is watch TV. And it was, I think, a Sunday afternoon or a Saturday. And my dad and our babysitter, Cynthia, was watching this concert live, Hard Rain, and dancing while my mother was doing the wash, and Cynthia, a very good-looking woman, and my dad dancing with her. It was very weird. How are you guys?
Very disturbing imagery, Ferriston.
It was, but that concert still, I have the album, I listen to it all the time, and I think about that moment of funny
your
little...
Your dad came to life because Cynthia was in the room.
He loved Bob Dylan. And he loved Cynthia. And there were no shenanigans, but boy, I now know, I recognize what was happening. It was a lot of flirting going on with Cynthia.
Exactly. Now you realize your dad was a male human being with blood going through his veins, and it's weird to see your dad in that light.
Very little blood. Lots of hardened arteries and nicotine and gin. But he liked Bob Dylan. He liked good comedy. He liked good music. And he gifted that to me. How are you guys? Happy New Year.
Look how wistful you
last
are.
Last show of 2021, and we're happy to be with you guys. I hope your holidays have been going well. Did you guys have a nice holiday? Zuckerman, you were down in Mexico.
Yeah, it's a nice holiday, but I find this is what I call the trough of the year, in between Christmas and New Year's. At this point of the year, and for much of December, nothing is possible. We are all frozen in place because Christmas is coming and New Year's is coming, and I particularly dislike the trough between Christmas and New Year's. I want it to be January 2nd. Everything's possible on January 2nd. Nothing is possible today.
Johnny, but you know what? How were your holidays?
Listen, I went to Florida.
Oh, God.
how bad was it?
I went inside of, do you know what a Wawa is?
Yeah. Okay. It's like a glorified 7-Eleven.
So if you're from the Philly area, it's the greatest thing in the whole universe.
Right.
So we went three times because the whole family, my wife's family, is from around Philly. A lot of people from Philly, New Jersey, they retire in Florida. They got Wawa.
They got 75 kinds of coffee. Big fucking deal. We got 75 different coffee places in LA. We don't need to go to Wawa.
The only place I went was Wawa.
Is wound
the only
up.
Indoor.
It's wound up.
That was the only indoor thing we did was Wawa.
You have any? You going anywhere with this, or can?
No, we,
I'm just trying to elicit it. But I'm, just,
I'm going to Big Bear tomorrow. I'm going to Big Bear
why?
Tomorrow.
And why would you do fun. That?
All right. Well, hey,
I like snow.
Yeah, I just drove snow. Up. Let's talk about cars because yeah, I just yeah. drove up, came back from Tahoe.
How was it Epic. In your Defender?
You know, I had a very interesting moment. I don't know. Have you driven up to Tahoe?
Yes.
Okay. You know when you make that big right turn, the last big right before you head up into the mountains for yes. about 4 hours?
Yes.
Right there, I turned behind a Rivian. So here I am in my Defender.
Yeah.
And there was a journo, I don't know the guy, in a Rivian press vehicle. By the way, have not myself heard from Rivian. I was supposed to hear from them in December to make this switch. And I followed them for a lot of miles. You know, they turned off before the big mountain pass where there was a ton of snow and everybody's got to pull over and put their chains on.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'll tell you, I fell back in love with my Defender on this trip because as we hit the snow and ice and we got waved through with the cops just using our regular tires and our four-wheel drive and we have the, you know, the auto and then the snow settings, the thing is so competent. And
it, oh, yeah,
and,
yeah.
And it, we were so comfortable in it. We were happy. We were listening to some Marc Maron, What the Fuck podcast, listening to some Howard Stern. And, you know, it's a 7 hour drive and it was just perfection from the skis in it and the rest of it.
Do you think the Rivian can do that?
This brings me to my question.
Yes.
Here's and I think I know what you're going to say. First of all, the luggage, that's a pickup truck. Is there a pickup bed cover that would have protected us from the snow that was falling?
But the Rivian's coming out with an S1.
Hold on.
Yes.
I want to know
Rivians
about the pickup.
Come with a built-in tonneau cover. So
they
you,
do.
You hit a button and it seals.
Really? It seals up.
Is it as sealed as being inside of a vehicle? No. Like some, I imagine a little bit of moisture will get in, a little bit of dust will get in. But yes, it does seal. And below the pickup bed, there's another storage place. Plus,
right.
you have the pass-through tunnel. Plus, the front of the thing opens where the engine would be, and it's massive, and you can put like two or three roller boards in there. So
I'll tell you what.
Yes, you could have done all that.
That's great.
It wouldn't have a
that's
third
good
row.
News.
It wouldn't have a third row.
I didn't need the third row. We had luggage in there.
Yeah.
It seemed a lot easier to get gas in freezing cold temps with 5 feet of snow
than it is
to find a charging station.
Sure. Although you would charge overnight and you would wake up and
right,
it would be charged.
Right. Yeah. And are they like Tesla? Because we almost took the Model Y up where you plot out the trip and it gives you the charging waypoints and how long you have to stay at each one.
Yes. I think all EVs have that. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
But,
well,
I will just say, plug the Defender real quick, like superlative off-road and superlative in bad conditions and a luxury vehicle more than an off-roader. It has the best ride. The Rivian actually has an amazing ride too. It's got air suspension and hydraulic dampers.
Yep.
But I think just the way the Defender is constructed, where the wheels are pushed all the way out to the corners,
right?
You just have like the best ride possible. Just they nailed the ride on the.
Well, market. Yeah, I got by the time I got home, I was in love with it. I will tell you, I don't want to ruin the surprise. This morning, Dean Maroney, who works for Galp, and picked it up. He said, "I got a little surprise for you."
Oh,
and picked it up and took it on a truck. And I think I know what that means, but we'll see.
I hope they just wrap it a different color and that's it.
We just hope it falls
Surprise!
Off the truck.
It's green.
It arrives and it falls off the truck or the lift.
Right, right.
And that's the end of it. Tell me, Mr. Car Knowledge Guy, it seemed that there was a time that Ford was really going to be involved in Rivian, and now it seems that Ford is not so involved in Rivian. Can you explain this weird courtship they did?
Yeah, I mean, basically, Rivian was going to supply all the EV stuff for an electric Lincoln and eventual electric Fords, and just their time frame was. Rose colored glasses. So Ford was like, we got to get our EVs out there. Like this, you know, we got to get the stuff on the road now. And so they just kind of unwound the partnership and they changed CEOs, right? Went from, the furniture guy to now it's, Jim Farley and,
right, you know, the Ford people. So it was Hutchinson. Was it Hutchinson was the last?
No, I can't think of his name, but he did the office furniture,
right?
You know, Mulally was before that. He had nothing to do with any of this. As far as I know, this guy said, we have nothing going on with EVs. We'll partner with Rivian. And Rivian said, yeah, we'll be able to do this by, let's say, you know, 2022. And they weren't. So Ford wanted to get the Mach-E out. They wanted to get the Lightning out. Plus, a bunch of other EVs they have coming down.
So Ford put in $500 million?
I don't know the number.
I think it was,
they put
it,
in
I
some
think
investment.
It was a $500 million stake.
Yeah.
Amazon put in money too, or was it?
Amazon's still there. So yeah. they're going to do 100,000 Amazon delivery vans. They're going to be EVs, front-wheel drive EVs. Wow. So 100,000 of them.
And then Ford ends up, interestingly, converting that $500 million into 12% of the company, if I read the article correctly.
Yeah, that sounds right, yeah.
So they own 12%, and it turns out Rivian has a market capitalization or value that's far in excess of Ford.
Yes.
Which is the last part of it that's hard to believe.
Rivian has a
value of $100 billion, which is way
and
more
Ford's
than
Ford's $80 billion or $40 billion.
Yeah.
I mean, look, Tesla's worth, you know, more than everything. You know, it's these valuations are comical. But, you know, as long as people can buy and sell the stocks for that, they're worth what they're worth.
You know what? You know what's really going to be comical is when a cryptocurrency, like a really a low one, like Shiba Inu coin, zooms up to $5 and then has multi-trillion-dollar worth that doesn't really exist. What's past a trillion?
A gazillion.
Gazillion?
Yeah.
When there's supposedly a gazillion dollars in the world and we realize there's none.
They should change the name to like
destabilizing.
After you go over a billion and you go over a trillion, it should be the Three Stooges. You get a Mo, and then you get a Larry, and then you get a Curly.
Curly's really big. Yeah.
You want to have Curly money.
Let's hope like Bitcoin. Let's hope Bitcoin can get to like 200 trillion. That's the market cap I'd like for Bitcoin.
I have a question for you. Should cars be considered art?
Yes.
Well, I call the Ferrari 250 short wheelbase a bona fide masterpiece. You know what else is a masterpiece? Actual art masterpieces from world-renowned artists like Picasso, Basquiat, and Monet. Why am I talking about art? Because I just learned that when ultra-high net worth investors aren't buying Ferraris, they're also investing in the blue chip artwork. This is true. Art Basel was just a short time ago. Models, expensive artworks. In fact, certain top earners allocate an average of 10 to 30% of their wealth into the art market. Moïse does that, right?
I think
his hair is an art piece.
And now as is his nose.
And now you too can do it with Masterworks. This is a cool company. Masterworks.io. Masterworks.io is unlocking the once exclusive art market and finally allowing everyone to build an intelligent portfolio by investing in multi-million dollar paintings from iconic artists at an affordable price point. So while you might not be whipping around LA in your Ferrari 250 short wheelbase or GTO, you can invest like some of the folks who do. And my listeners get priority access to the newest offerings. Skip the wait list at masterworks.io/spike911. Just go there. Masterworks.io, not .com, masterworks.io/spike911. Read all about it. They select the artist. They purchase the art. They file that art with the SEC. Isn't that wild? They're going to hold it for 3 to 10 years. And then they sell they sell shares on the secondary market, which is wild. It's kind of like what Moïse was telling us about that NFT art purchase, wasn't it?
Yes.
Remember where he said this guy bought a Banksy for $7 million, his buddy, and then created a website to sell shares of that at a certain number and tripled his money immediately and said he could have had an infinite amount of shares sold on this website because everybody wanted the bragging rights to say, I own a dot of a Banksy.
I guess so. It's like a timeshare that you don't actually have to go to.
It's a Ponzi
that's
scheme.
That's not a bad way to put it. Yeah. Is it a Ponzi scheme?
Well, I mean, the NFT.
It's a scheme.
The NFT. I mean, the guy, literally, he made money, and he's very clever, and he's smart that he did that. It's Beanie Babies. It's trading cards. It's the same deal. They'll when they're trendy and people want them, they'll have value, right? And when they're not, it'll just collapse.
Or other people will say it's the beginning of the internet, like the 1990s. I don't know if I believe that. I talked to an NFT expert today, and I said to him, I have one question to ask you. Can I
NFT my crotch?
Yes.
Yeah. Will Fecal Phil be an NFT? How do I NFT his artwork on the side of my building?
Can I fuck it?
Now, the question was to the
That's
expert.
Good, Johnny, right.
You're getting
Can
close.
I have sex with an NFT? Is it possible? I used to fuck Beanie Babies. But now, no longer.
You closed your mind. You have Pet Rocks in your head.
Is it compatible with Blue Chew?
The question ahead, to the expert was, when's the first time you ever heard of an NFT? And Mr. Expert said 6 months ago.
Yeah. It's a new art.
Yeah. I would just say, look, I'd say a lot in our life
has going to weigh in on NFTs.
Yeah, let me Let me weigh in.
Before we get back to the car talk.
A lot in our life has been dematerialized. We no longer own CDs or Blu-rays, right? So why can't your art or whatever become digital? There's nothing wrong with everything becoming digital and having value. So,
yeah. Let's dematerialize you. Dematerialize the feces on my
Dematerialize my dick.
All right, gentlemen.
Horrible.
Bill's going to be very upset at this show. It's already.
You started it.
He started it, not me. I just jumped in. I realized when there's a good premise on the floor, I just having some fun. Yeah. Very close to Ronnie the limo driver on
it's
Stern.
It's more Patty and Selma is when I imitate Zuckerman. I
try Ronnie is dumb though.
Yeah,
Zuckerman's very smart.
Patty and Selma seem fairly bright.
You know? I mean, maybe I shouldn't say Ronnie is
I'm
dumb.
I'm Ronnie the limo. You guys are imitating me. I never said anything wrong. And you go off.
Never.
And now I'm the limo driver. I'm trying to talk about NFTs an and you guys.
He never says anything right. To say, hey, Zuckerman, we're up against the clock. Will doesn't have time to edit today, so please don't say anything that I have to take out.
I'm innocent.
And I didn't do it. You guys did it in my name. And I'll be being blamed for it.
No, not at all. We love you, sir.
I'm without blame.
Hey, let's talk about this story because I don't really understand it. Maybe one of you guys do, but I've been reading it for the past year and it keeps jumping into my feed and it scares me a little bit. And here's today's iteration of this story. UK inches closer to eliminating private car ownership. Have you been following this story at all? Let me just talk before you say.
Yeah, yep.
Jump in. And maybe I'm wrong about this, actually, but, you know, cities are already clamping down. Even New York City and LA is talking about it, too. They're already clamping down on private cars in the city in that, you know, they're eliminating streets and they want you on scooters and all manner of swipeable two-wheeled death things.
Yes, vote them all out. Go ahead. Vote them out.
But in England, at something called the Mobility Conference, the UK government
sounds like a party.
Yeah, Trudy Harrison was addressing the future of mobility, and she said it was necessary to ditch the 20th century thinking centered around private vehicle ownership and towards greater flexibility, personal choice, and low carbon shared transport. She said the quiet part out loud, right?
Yeah.
And in this case, you know, usually things happen in California and then the rest of the country. This is happening in Europe a lot, right? What do you know about this, John?
It's one of those things where...
Because it's frightening to hear.
It makes for scary headlines. I don't think they're going to like ban owning a car. They're just saying, hey, instead of spending all the money you spend on a car, what if we had like really, really extra good infrastructure where you wouldn't need a car? But it's like, you know... And people in this country, this comes up a lot with EVs. Like, they're going to take my car with my gasoline engine away. And I'm like, you know, we had, the Sandy Hook, where, you know, 26-year-olds were shot in the face at point-blank range by a gun. Not a single, and Obama was president, not one single gun was taken away from anybody. No one's taking your car. In this country, they will never touch your car. You have your V8 till you die. I have a friend who, like, daily drives a Model T. There's no rules. There's no laws. Don't worry about it. You'll always be able to own whatever you own. Will you be able to buy a brand new Ford that has a V8? Maybe not one day because they're going to all switch to EV, but every car that exists now, the government will never take it away from you here. England,
but you know,
I doubt it as
well. That's just part of the story, but the rest is mobility and the ability to get around a city.
I hate
traffic
that word.
Jams.
Yeah, go ahead.
But that it's not just if you have an electric car. It's like, hey... Let's get cars off the roads here. They're talking about this one little place, Coventry, where the residents of Coventry have decided to give up their personal cars.
I mean, mass psychosis.
Exchange for a mobility credit worth £3,000.
A little place called Coventry. Remember, Hitler bombed it into oblivion. It wasn't so little.
Hey, Coventry, stop. You're going to ruin this for the rest of the world.
I was on a panel one time to bring it back to LA, and it was about Santa Monica, and they had a woman there who was the head of the Big Blue Bus program for Santa Monica. And she was encouraging everyone to get rid of their cars and ride the bus. And I was like, you know, how do you get to work? And she's like, oh, I drive my Jeep Grand Cherokee. I go, why? She goes, oh, well, I wanted my son to go to a different high school. So we moved out of Santa Monica and it would be a lot for me to take the bus every morning.
Right. You see?
And I'm like, and it just like melted the whole panel. Everyone just like,
and do you want to get on a bus right now? Don't you? I would assume we're going to have another pandemic at some point.
I hate buses. I've hated buses before. I hate buses.
Part of what motivated me early in life, taking the bus from West Bridgewater to Boston, taking the bus in New York City from Brooklyn, the train, part of what motivated me to make money and to get a job was getting off those things. I actually did a lot of good writing on the subway, but it was, you know, when you see a guy shooting up, I remember a guy, you know, one morning on a Tuesday morning, getting on the Upper West Side to get on the subway, he just takes out a syringe, he wraps the rubber around his arm and starts shooting up, and people go, hey, you can't do that. He goes, fuck it, I just got AIDS. So fuck you, I'm gonna die, I'm gonna fucking shoot up.
And then you say, can I borrow that? When you're done, pass it over here.
I went,
what's in the syringe?
I gotta get off this. And I started walking, and it was nicer. I started walking to the studio. We were at the Ed Sullivan Theater at that point. But you know what I mean. It's not a pleasant experience, the bus.
I had
the train.
I always grew up with cars. I always loved cars. But I did live in San Francisco for 2 years. And to get to work, it was easier to take the bus. And I remember the day when I decided no more bus, no more San Francisco. Coming home from work, I was just tired. Two guys are on the bus. I'm sitting. They're standing over me holding on to the bar. They're talking about how one of them just got out of prison. Bus hits a bump. Guy's like kind of crotch area goes into my head, and he's like, oh, and something really hard metal was in there. He's like, sorry. Lifts his shirt, and he has like a Mac 10 or an Uzi shoved down the front of his pants. And I'm like,
this is that early trauma we were talking about, Zuckerman, yes, earlier in the show.
I was in my 20s, guys.
What else did they do?
Nothing, but
did
I'm
they
like,
take
I don't
you
want to
into
get
the bathroom.
By a machine gun on my way home from work. I'd like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm just,
that's a cool story.
No, it's not.
That's a cool story.
It's
that's
not.
Really cool.
That's so uncool.
That's just life in the city. All right. I've chased people with guns. They put guns up to me.
Give me
the
heroin.
Crazy thing about public transportation. No matter how crazy the passengers are, they always know where to get off. This guy's on fucking Mars. He's so out of his mind, but he knows to get off at 6th and Main. Yes. How does he know where to get off?
I remember one time the bus driver in San Francisco was one of those accordion buses, and the driver didn't stop, and the guy who rang the thing was screaming like, hey, motherfucker, you're gonna stop. And the driver just floored it and missed every single stop and just drove us back to the depot and got off. And we're just all sitting at the fucking depot.
I resigned.
Literally just took us back and quit. It was the greatest.
What do you guys, I've been wearing this, and this isn't an ad for Bob's Watches, one of our sponsors, but I've been wearing this crazy 2016 reference 116508 green metallic sunburst dial Daytona. Yellow gold for about 2 weeks. Bob sent it to me. I asked for something else, but they knew that I liked, this is like the John Mayer watch, right?
Yeah.
And I've been wearing it for 3 weeks. And
no one's chopped your arm off.
Nobody's robbed me. No one, it's so, yellow gold is so, first of all, the watch is really a great big statement. Like,
oh, it's baller. Yeah.
Over,
yeah,
you know, near Christmas trees and ornaments, you feel like this is the perfect watch.
I'm out shining
for Swiggins, Christmas. I've arrived.
But not a single person has commented on it. And I think for two reasons. One, if you don't really know what it is, you might consider it quite ugly. You might go, it's not a good looking thing. And the other people, I think, that are looking at it are like, fuck you, man.
Well, I think it's, yeah.
If you know, dare watches, you wear $100,000 on your wrist? But I got to tell you, I really love these watches. I have this new appreciation for gold. And
It's funny how gold is like suddenly cool.
Yeah, and I was watching this John Mayer video about this year talking about this watch.
Yeah.
Because he's the guy who's responsible for it just going through the roof.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
It's the same old story. It's a Rolex that comes out and no one's buying it and they're ugly, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he's talking, I think, to Ben Clymer, and he's saying this year they came out with the blue dial white gold, which is a beautiful watch. I just wore that watch. And this green dial Daytona. And nobody's paying attention to them. And I think there were $40,000 or $50,000 watches. And he, you know, in the interview says, these are going to be the ones. These are the grails. These, you know, these are the, he had a funny phrase. Why didn't we know watch? He used. Why didn't we know that this would
was
be the one?
Watch.
Right. And his theory, which is sound, is that there must be those watches right now.
The
moment he looked around and he picks this watch and that blue watch, and then boom, they doubled in price overnight.
Yeah, or look at the Platona, right? The Platinum one was 60.
That was another one.
That was 60, I think.
And ugly as sin. Ugly as sin.
Now they're 140, 160.
Yeah, yeah.
That's triple.
Yeah, yeah. I know.
If you've
they're
got
crazy.
The hookup to get the watches from the dealers at list price.
Oh, yeah.
You can
but
make
there are
a lot
very
of money.
Few of these out there, apparently. They made them for a short time, and then they're out there, and now they're all going to disappear.
Well, my amazing Seiko that I'm wearing, I just want you guys to know I bought it for $200 on Amazon, and I checked. It's gone up to $212.
Oh, you've made a
killing. So I've made, you know, that's like
6%.
Hey, man, right? You know,
6% return on your money.
I put a $9 strap on it. Everything's good.
Better than a savings account.
That's for sure.
But I have this new appreciation for these gold watches.
I was just talking about that with a buddy.
It could be a step on the way to the captain's hat.
But the white, but I like, I'm liking the weight of the white gold. I'm appreciating that.
It validates an older Ferriston. It does.
Well, the gold, the yellow gold, I'm still not comfortable with. I'll be honest with you. I don't know that I would buy this watch. But the white gold, starting with that new white gold Submariner with the blue bezel and this white gold watch that kind of came along with this watch.
Don't hide your success, Ferriston. Be proud of who you are.
It's not that. It's heft.
You got to check out the platinum one is like twice as heavy.
Yeah, yeah, it's good.
Twice as heavy.
Ferriston, really? you were born in the 99% and now you've made it to the 1%. Wear your gold.
I think
the last step before
I'm
the captain's
more comfortable
hat,
there.
I think the last step is the gold and steel, or the gold and white gold, the mixed metals. That's the last step before captain's
and
hat.
A pinky ring.
You could be right. Golf pants, mixed metals.
Yeah.
Captain's hat,
pinky
and
ring.
Then death beard is the very last stage. The last 3 days, you get a death beard, and then you die. We'll have to do one of those evolutionary charts of white.
You're very
men.
Happy yes. in those last several days.
No, you just why shave? Why shave?
Oh, I mean, right? I've had that thought for a long, long time.
Yeah,
anyway. But
we have a lot of listener resolutions. For this, our last
let's
show.
Hear.
And
let's
it's
hear.
A little, it's
let's
a short,
hear what these boobs are going to say.
It's a short show.
Things that will never come true.
Well, resolutions last until January 17th. So.
Yes.
I don't know. Maybe there's some wisdom in them. Jaboston, L.A. Why does
are you going to learn to speak English? Your resolution will
that's
be
that's Jonathan Anastas. He's one of our longtime listeners. Applying two levers to all collectibles. Car and otherwise. One, if you are not buying at today's price, you should not be selling. And two, Jerry's that the thing needs to be in pursuit version of that thing. Do you remember that? If it fails on those two, it's gone in 22.
What I didn't understand one? Number two. I understood number one made sense. Number two, unintelligible.
Explain number one, because I'm...
If you are not buying at today's price, you should be selling.
Hold on to something. If you're priced out of the market, mm-hmm. if you can't get that car back again, don't sell it.
Oh, it's an interesting time in the market right now, right?
Nothing makes sense.
Yeah, I don't know about that. My feeling on the market is sit tight. If you've got nice stuff and you're thinking about sell it, get rid of it right now and then just watch. I wouldn't be acquiring any big money cars in this moment. It's just the everything bubble of everything is just too big. I feel like we've been here a bunch. But what do I know? I can't predict the future.
I know nothing.
But I know nothing. I would buy a new car. I don't know that I would make a big spend on something vintage that I wouldn't want to be worth half soon. And I want to make sure I was happy with it.
Musical chairs moment.
Right. TLG, Marco, my resolution is to put my race car back together, rebuild my turbo motor, and start assembling my slate gray over red 66 911 Sport
blah,
racer.
Blah, blah, blah.
But that's not a resolution. That's just happen. Like a to-do list.
It's a to-do, but if he's in the business of doing this for customers, he'll always come last. Ain't going to happen.
Low-end Garage Chicago, resolution, work on the cars you own and not acquire acquire new ones. That's a really good one. That's a really good one. I'm all for that. There can be, you get that list, that punch list gets too big, and then you're just buying and buying. And there's a lot of happiness that comes from, look at, you know, let's go back a few minutes. I'm finally putting in the work and ringing up phones, and Dean and Galpin is they're improving my Defender. That's happening right now, and I couldn't be more excited about that.
I hope to God, though, they're just like, here's your new wheels.
I hope something terrible happens. It falls off the lift. They give it back cattywampus and say, came that way.
And yeah, I won't, say now, but a very big celebrity was involved in this transaction.
I just know that
well.
This happened to fall in Dean's lap, but he's going to sell it as if he did you a solid.
Dean?
Oh, right. Yeah. Right.
And if I go Rivian,
here's $3,000, Spike.
Yes.
If I do decide to sell it, I will sell it with Dean. But Dean has put together something really wonderful here that I hopefully will be talking about in next week's first show of 2022.
Given the opportunity for Dean to get it right or not get it right, what are you putting your money
50-50.
On?
50-50.
Oh.
50-50.
Coin flip odds.
But every once in a while, he hits home runs, right?
That's why we love him.
That's right. He's what we call a home run hitter. You keep him around because he hits home runs.
Low
might strike out a lot. He might rip you off a lot.
He's a human hunter.
He's a human hunter.
Could be a friend. Could be an enemy. You never know.
Nate says, being able to leave Malibu Cars and Coffee without mauling pedestrians with my 65 Fastback Mustang. Happy holidays. I wasn't out at Malibu last week, but it's a nice quiet winter out there. The show that's not a show is it's just guys getting coffee, elderly men congregating for coffee has been going off.
There's no
start. It never closes, so it's never not open. So show up whenever you like.
I was gonna say, for the kids listening, 65 Mustangs aren't the murderous ones. It's like Fox Bodies and newer that wipe out massive crowds at
Did you happen to see my story yesterday?
Yes.
I put those two things together.
That was excellent.
It was just for laughs. Yeah. But it was this tearjerker moment of this nice guy getting his new Mustang, and he's crying in the driveway. And then I
10 minutes later
connected it to a black Mustang,
size
just 45 like
45-inch neck, crying, but all neck.
And then
man.
I connected it to a Mustang crashing into a telephone pole and people screaming. But it wasn't a drag race going in a straight line.
Yeah.
Just so you know, if you saw that, it was not the same video. But I was trying to make you laugh.
I just want to say how much I appreciate. I never mentioned this to you, but your usually white men dancing videos.
Yes,
are sort of
I really enjoy
really
those.
The highlight of my 5-minute Instagram breaks.
Yeah, dads dancing, white men dancing. I've really, that's Zuckerman. Zuckerman has got me to appreciate the weirdness of older white men in particular.
So many derision.
Don't talk over each other. What? It's true. You used to, when we would go out to restaurants, you would take guys are taking upskirt shots of women. You would take shots of weird men that just look funny, older men with style, but who look odd. Go look at this guy, and I started appreciating the weird fashion of older men.
Yes, because it's like a flower that's dried out. These guys are trying to adorn since they no longer have any vitality. They're trying to within their bodies. They're trying to make it up with scarves, with hankies, with you know, going out places.
Once a week at lunch, and once a day, it would be at 1 o'clock, you'd get this picture of this goofball guy with his jacket. You go, look at this guy. What is he trying to pull off?
Oh, I love it.
Look at this weirdo.
But and then it's the dancing, though.
You add the dancing to it and forget about
it. It's just so good. I think it's just because I went to so many bar mitzvahs. I've seen so much horrible white older guy dancing that I really, really appreciate what Spike's up to. So,
But I'm now, you know, it is, you know, Jerry's term, the fuck it years, as we approach these fuck it years. I'm on their side. I like that they're just embarrassing themselves. And
it's
I want
like
to be
you
like
your
them.
White underwears. You've entered the fuck it years.
Now look, if you want to bring that topic up.
No.
I'm
no,
not going to say anything other than I've had many uncomfortable DMs with people wanting to discuss it.
to warn you off of
No, the joys. You, white. Like me, enjoy white underwear, and I don't. Those guys obviously have problems, and but I don't want to.
Have you engaged with them?
Have no,
you
blocked I have not, them? Because I don't want to have that conversation.
Any
about...
Any females?
No, no, yeah, no. Guys.
How weird!
Oh, Ferris,
how odd!
An untapped vein of strange people.
Yeah, I don't know what
tap his vein. Don't
what
worry.
Did I tap into there? But there are a lot of people want to have a chat about it.
Because Spike, thank you for sticking up for us white underwear wearers.
Because it's a disgusting fetish these guys have. They want,
it's
they
not dirty white underwear. No, oh, there's a cleanliness. So there's a cleanliness to it. There's a powder yeah. fresh.
It looks
nice
like blah. A diaper. It's
but I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it with you listeners. All right, it's cool if you do it, but I don't want to talk about
it. Is it cool?
Huh?
Nothing.
Let's see. Vated Wolf just wants to buy something better from the factory to begin with. What does that mean?
That just means he wants to buy a new car instead of modding. Yeah. That's good. I like that. I like that.
Yeah, we have kind of lowered. We're in an interesting place in car culture in that I think there's been a lot of modification. There's been a lot of new stuff. There's been a lot of craziness. And I think people are getting a little bored with it. Or is it just me?
Well, I mean, I just think cars are so damn good and there's so much out there. Like, it used to be if you wanted an SUV, you know, you can get a Jeep and that's kind of it. Now,
yeah, everything came with a compromise. There's no compromises
there's
anymore.
Very little. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the fun is in the compromises in a way.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes. But also, when you modify cars now, some companies are really good at it. So you're not going to, used to be you'd modify your car, it'd work for 2,000 miles and then it would be broken for 6 months. And now it's like, you know, the mods are really good. So I don't, it's kind of all over the place. But it, like, I'm thinking about buying a new car and I'm all over the map. I'm left, right, center, front, back.
What are you going to get rid of?
Well, my Ford, my little Ford. It turns out, good news, the engine did not blow up. It was just the AC compressor failed in such a magnificent way that it seized the engine somehow. But
wow.
But so it's $600 to fix, not 8,000 or 2,000 to fix, I should say. So, but I want to get rid of it because it's just starting more and more problems. So I'm all over the map. I'm all over the map on what to get.
Nick Kliss 02 said more track days, and I'm with you on that one.
Hell yeah.
Tim Pappas yesterday, our friend Tim Pappas, professional, what does he race? IMSA Sports? He's a Porsche guy, factory guy. He's our friend. He lives out here in LA. Look what he sent me yesterday. He just got two of these.
Two of what?
GT4 RS Club Sport race cars with exposed fiber hood. And then was kind enough to invite me out to drive them.
I didn't get an invitation, Pappas.
At Thermal. And Tim, I'm telling you on the show, I'm going to take you up on that. I want to come out and do this. I've been wanting to go out to Palm Springs. These cars are making me nuts. I'm with you, closest, or whatever your name was. More track days, and in this car in particular. He's got two Z, two.
I want to
do
it.
Look at how beautiful that hood is.
It's amazing.
I'm working. I'm going to try and do drive Pikes Peak this year in one of those.
Really?
Yeah.
What if you crash?
Well, then you die.
Oh, good. Okay, can we sponsor this?
Oh, yeah. I need about $50,000. Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Let's you send can sponsor NFTs this. Yes. In your tombstone.
Okay.
Come on.
Are you going to the ice race?
Yes.
You said you were going to.
It got canceled. Ice race got canceled.
Oh, yeah.
It got COVID.
Yeah, Ferdy said that. He said the spectators got canceled. Did the whole race get canceled?
Yeah, whole race, because they said they'd have 300 spectators max based on Austria's new rules, because no one bothered to get vaccinated in the entire country. So
it doesn't matter if you're vaccinated. I think we're headed towards universal sickness.
Yeah, probably.
With this stuff right
we'll
now.
Be fine.
But
after January, we're going to be fine. Watch. It's all going to clear itself up.
You know, Farah made a really interesting point on Twitter the other day where he's like, look, these like the friends I keep, we've all managed not to get COVID.
Yeah, that's right.
We live our life in such a way that we're not out infecting each other and getting infected. And I was
going
like, you know
to
what?
Restaurants and socializing.
Yeah, you know, but like, or doing, if you're going to do it in a smart way and don't lie to yourself. Like, you know, this one night's okay. I can make this one exception. So anyways, I thought it was
thank
a good
you for
point.
That, Johnny.
Yeah.
Reminding us.
Yes.
You're going to get COVID soon. I know it.
You're going to get it first. You're going to get it from your kids. You watch. You're going to get it from your kids.
It's a little insensitive when millions are dying to have a COVID pool, but so I won't do it.
You
but
started
I'm thinking
it.
About right now. It would be somebody here is going to get it.
Well,
I would guess Zuckerman, because he's in an office setting. He's safe, but he's in an office setting, so that's going to be dangerous for him.
I think he'd be last. You want to know why?
You fly a lot, so you would be number two.
I wear my mask. You know why I think Zuckerman would be last, though? Out of everyone on the planet that I know, he was the first person I know that got a vaccine. Like, he takes it ultra serious.
He's also not made of human things.
I'm scared, and I'm careful. I have very, very limited interaction with people. I'm not comfortable being around it. I don't want to get it. I'm sure I'll be fine if I do get it, but I really do not want to get this stuff.
I don't want to get it. Fuck that.
I don't want to be sick, period.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I've never been healthier since I started wearing a mask out in public.
I'm not going to stop. But primarily because I like to Zuckerman people. Like, you know, I put my mask on and I say horrible things in a Zuckerman voice to old ladies who bump into me at the grocery store or some guy. I'll go, fuck you,
maybe
lady.
Maybe I should sell NFTs in my... I can be an avatar, so you could use me to say what you want to say, to be blunt, to be direct, to be honest.
Have Zuckerman say it for you. Will B. Ging says, convince my wife a 911 is a good family car. It is. Who just sneezed?
I coughed. Oh.
You know, I forgot to say, this is one of my biggest gripes for Festivus. People coughing and then saying they don't have COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want
to
hear
all
that.
The times you guys have told me I had COVID because I was coughing? I have not had COVID.
How many
it
colds
lives
have
in
you
your
had?
Beard?
Cold one that I got in Mississippi that I was convinced was COVID, but it wasn't.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
It does not live. The 911 is a good family car.
It's a great family
car. It depends how many kids you have, but I've used it when the kids are little, because the back seats are little. It's perfectly fine. You got trunk space. You can do a lot. You need a rack, throw it on the top. Tell your wife to listen to this piece.
I agree 100%.
It's a very cool family car. Very cool family car.
And
as long as you don't have
it's an actual real sports car that can really be used as a family car. That's what makes them so unique.
And kids love it. And your kids happy in a car is really important. Even the happy babies. Bumpy babies, like a GT3. My babies were very happy in a bumpy GT3. They'd fall right asleep.
The kids love it. I had that Gunther Works Speedster thing the other day, and my son yesterday was like, Daddy, where's the car with no roof? I want the car with no roof. I'm like, it's raining. You're not getting it.
I want to poop out the roof, Daddy.
Oh, you mother... Go ahead.
See Skellhorn. Drive more, the hell with resale value. This is probably the most important resolution.
It's a good resolution.
2022.
Yeah.
Maybe we should just stop right
Although,
there.
Did you see the Ferrari F50 that's going for $4 million that has 7,000 miles on it?
No.
So maybe don't drive. It's a smart thing. But one owner.
Money won't make you as happy as driving that
car. I mean, $4 million would make me pretty happy.
Nah, for a week.
Okay. I take a week of happiness.
And then, but the drives, every drive,
yeah,
that's where you're truly happy.
Yeah. Look,
you know,
I do that for a living. I'll take the money.
Listen. My wife, who's not a real driver, right? My kid is at tennis camp today in Malibu. So she had to do the drive. We call it the drive. She was driving back. She said, I feel so happy.
Why are you whispering?
I said, why? She goes, the drive is beautiful. She was in her Tesla. She's just driving up the PCH. She goes, I feel so relaxed and happy. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Versus the line of coke that making $1 million. It's just the line of coke. You do it. You feel great for a second, and then it wears off. And then what?
The drive. Then you still have $1 million.
It's the drive. It's the drive, Johnny.
I,
you might be too young for this.
Or I might professionally drive cars for a living. So it's like, it's not, the thrill is gone.
It's never gone. It's in you somewhere. Anyway, that's it. We're doing a short show today because we're tired. It's been a long year. We've not missed a show in over 4 years, guys.
Really?
Amazing. No matter what,
what a track record.
No matter what the pandemic brings, we're committed to bringing you guys a show. I got to thank Johnny Lieberman and Zuckerman for showing up, doing these shows every week. When we're all busy, Johnny's traveling and Zuckerman's busy and he's got shit going on at work, but they show up for you guys. So it's thank true. You,
we
boys.
We love everybody.
I want to also thank, and I wrote it down, our big sponsors of the year, of course, Manscaped. We love you. They're in for next year. Bob's. CollectingCars.com, ExpressVPN, all of these sponsors, by the way, pay for this show to go on the air. They pay for the production of it at Hangar 56. Blue Chew.
Yeah.
Mack Weldon, Policy Genius, our hosting company, Audio Boom in London. We love you. Thank you for selling ads in our show and making it easy for us so we don't have to pay attention. And, of course, the gang at Hangar 56. God bless you, folks. Anything else you guys like to say before we close out the year?
I just want to know Zuckerman's resolution.
Okay. Zuckerman?
You know what? I don't make resolutions. I really am a believer in making, just taking the next logical step in life. And that doesn't require a resolution. It just requires understanding where you are on your continuum, being in touch with who you are, both in terms of your assets and your deficits. And so I don't have a big resolution.
I'm gonna try to lose 10 pounds from my dick so it's normal size.
How about I make a resolution not to murder you?
I'm gonna let go of my grudges, starting with Fecal Phil.
It would be you right now.
I've only kept one resolution ever. It was an easy one, and that was I've resolved to never wear the color white, and that was it. I've broken every other one.
Why don't you resolve to have a monthly visit from the Orkin man to remove pests from your beard?
Johnny. Jokes are supposed to be funny,
Spike. How about you'll only have sex in press cars with rib seats for her pleasure?
Done. That's an easy one.
I think knowing both of you, you guys are constantly trying to improve your lives on a daily basis. Why do you have to do it once a year?
Yeah, I agree.
Right? Don't you try to live the next day better?
That's a cop-out. If you're going to do it once a year, you're going to fail the other 364 days.
Do it every day.
Do it every day.
Do it every day.
Every day or not at all.
All right. Well, last show of 2021. Next week is 2022. We'll kick it off with a bang. I don't know what we have.
We'll make it up.
This show, we're taping the day before, so it goes tomorrow. So we're already going to owe another show. We start off 2022. We've sold ads for the whole year, so we're doing good, gentlemen.
Nice.
But I think these cruise shows are great, so we'll do a cruise show of some kind. I thought Matt Farah was great last week.
People loved it.
Big, happy Festivus episode.
That was great. Was
a very big episode.
I'm still sort of traumatized by watching him chew that can apart.
That was amazing.
That was nuts.
If you haven't seen it, it's on my Instagram. I posted it, and it was very popular.
I just didn't expect that. I thought he was going to like pop it on his head or something.
Right. His periodontist is celebrating.
I mean, Jesus Christ.
They're going to be sewing new gums on.
Yeah,
it was a good show. We could have just ended the whole series on that episode if we wanted to.
The season finale. The show finale.
Just
series finale.
When is you have a new podcast debuting next year, right?
Yes.
Next month.
Yes, and you're on it.
Yeah.
It should be, it keeps moving around, moving target. It's either the end of January or the beginning of February. It's called The Inevitable, and it's just about the future of the car. And right now that looks to be, we're talking a lot about EVs, but also cars maybe without steering wheels, cars that drive you. You don't drive them, but just everything that has to do with what's coming. And Spike was a shockingly, I hate that pun, but you were an excellent guest.
I enjoyed it. And our friends at Podcast One.
And I heard the bosses at my company listened and were impressed. So that's good.
With your show?
With several episodes. I'm not sure if they heard yours. I just heard that like they got the thumbs up. No, but I thought you were masterful actually at it. I hate complimenting you, but it was like.
No, we had a good time.
It was great. No, but you were really, really good.
Thank you.
You were on. It was good to see you.
I'm
on.
Only as good as the host.
You were shot out of a cannon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was excited.
It was good.
Excited to be anywhere.
So, yeah. So that's
especially
happening.
Especially in a small glass booth with four strangers not wearing
getting
masks.
COVID constantly. Yeah.
Yeah. But look, I survived.
Motor Trend, we're pretty serious about COVID. So
there you go.
We are.
All right. Zuckerman, any final thoughts for the end of the year?
Onwards and upward.
He's a little docile today, isn't he?
I told you, I hate the trough in between Christmas and New Year's.
I know, but usually you're champing at the bit to just get it.
No.
Everybody.
You'll see next year. Next year, you'll see my mood after this is over.
All right. Well, we'll see you next week on Spike's Car Radio.
Thanks for listening to Spike's Car Radio, brought to you by Hangar 56.
Listen to new episodes every Wednesday. And be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.